call. In the Bible, God called a lot of people to do things they probably didn't want to do. God called Abraham and Sarah to leave their country. Abraham and Sarah didn't always trust God's call, and they tried to control things on their own. But in the end, God was faithful and kept his promises. God still calls us to do things that we aren't comfortable doing today. But in order to know what he wants us to do, we need to listen to him and look for clues. It's not very easy. In fact, it takes a lot of listening and praying before you know exactly what God is calling you to do. A couple of years ago, my family felt like God was calling us to do foster care. We've had two foster kids in the past 3.5 years. About a year and a half ago, my family felt the same call, but with adoption. We spent so much time praying and hoping that this is what God is really calling us to do. Sometimes you think that God is calling you to do one thing, when really he's calling you to do something totally different. The visual that I chose for this is a picture of someone's ear. You might be hearing what God is telling you, but are you really listening?